Welcome to the Health Up Podcast. On my podcast, I share everything I know on how to be the best and healthiest version of yourself, focusing on nutrition and fitness. Hello, and welcome back to the Health Up Podcast. Welcome to the 51st episode of my podcast. I am Carly, your host, and so happy that you decided to once again join me on another episode. So, if you remember last week's episode, I was kind of sick. I talked about that in the intro, and I ended up taking the entire week off, like no workouts, barely being active, absolutely doing nothing because I really felt like my body needed it. I wanted to actually work out on Friday, but then I was like, I'm gonna give myself a day of rest because I think on Friday was like the first day where I actually felt good. Because on Thursday I was still kind of dying, but on Friday I was like doing good. And I was like, no, I'm gonna wait. Then I wanted to work out on Saturday, but I was like, I will take a full day off, like a full day of me feeling good. And I started working out again on Sunday. So I really just took that whole week off, and I guess this week has been kind of like a getting back on track, and that's also why I recorded like the episode Getting Back on Track last week, just to kind of motivate myself and also maybe motivate you guys if you are maybe in this kind of situation. But yeah, basically that's like all I did, like no working out, barely going on walks, just like sitting on the sofa working on my CPT because I'm almost done actually, which I'm so proud, but I still have a few things to do, but I'm like close to being done. So I've been working pretty intensely at that because I do want to finish it as soon as possible. Then I also watched a lot of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm actually re-watching the show because there are no, like, Netflix hasn't updated any like new season, so I'm just waiting patiently for season 8. Like, I don't know, I love that show so much, so I decided to re-watch it and I do not regret it. And then I've been also reading a lot. I don't know if I told you guys about this, but last week I started and finished They Both Die at the End by Adam Silvera. And I do have to say, that book is amazing. It's so great. Like, I really enjoyed reading it. And it's also, like, a super easy read. I felt like I literally read that book in, like, 3 days. It was really easy to read and so good. So, I love that. Then, I bought The Hating Game. I don't know by who, but The Hating Game. Which, on one side, it was pretty interesting, yeah. But on the other side, I didn't really like it that much. Like, it was fun to read and, like, interesting to see, I guess, like, how their relationship kind of develops. But I didn't really like the characters, so yeah, I don't know. I also finished that book pretty quickly. But those were my two, like, books I read last week. And I started reading Dune this week. And I do have to say, like, the book is pretty complicated. Like, maybe it's my bad English, which I don't know if that's really the problem. Or maybe the book is just written in a weird and difficult way. Because it takes me ages to read that book. Like, to read a page or something. I'm only on page 60, and I know the book is like 550 pages long, so I have a long way to go, but I heard a lot of good reviews on this book, so I'm pretty happy and excited to be reading that. So yeah, that was kind of this entire week, like, in a little recap. Now I want to talk about the topic of today's episode. So I actually didn't really know what exactly I wanted to talk about, but then this came into my mind because I've been actually kind of doing that in my, like, CPT course right now. So I was like, I can definitely use this for the podcast. So today I will be talking about workout splits. I think a month ago or something, I did how to plan your workout, like how to structure a workout. But this episode will be like how to, like, split up your workouts throughout your week. And I will be specifically talking about whether you should go for a full body split, an upper-lower body split, or a push-pull-and-leg split. because I feel like when starting off, like, there's so many different combinations of what you can do that you just get overwhelmed. So I kind of want to give you a little basic overview of these three types of splits and when exactly you should be, like, using them, I guess. So that will be today's topic. Now let's get into the highs and lows of this week, which I don't know if I kind of just talked about this because I did just talk about my entire week, but okay. First of all, lows. This is a low. It's not really that much of a low, but I caught myself being, like, way too much time on TikTok. Like, just scrolling through TikTok for absolutely no reason. Obviously, TikTok is fun. I think we can kind of all agree on that. Like, just watching the TikToks, which most of the times are, like, memes, literally, and make you laugh, and you just enjoy that. At least that's kind of how I feel, or at least that's, like, what my For You page is like. But when I go on TikTok, I can literally not close the app because it is so addicting. It's so crazy. So that is definitely a low because I think I've been spending at least 1 or 2 hours on TikTok this entire week, like every single day, and I could have used that time for something a bit more productive. So yeah, I guess that would be the first low. Another low, I feel like I don't have another low because this week has been just pretty chill, me doing basically the same thing every single day. Obviously, I'm on spring break and I don't really have to do that much, but still, like, I could have done at least something. But because I haven't, there's not much to say. So, yeah, I guess let's go into the highs. The first high I would definitely say is the fact that I got back on track with my workouts, but that I didn't, like, felt bad about not being able to push the same weight. Obviously, I just took 1 week off, but because my immune system, like, was working at its 100% because it was just trying to get that virus out of me, I feel like I kind of lost strength, at least a bit of my strength. So that was definitely a bit complicated to see while I was lifting the same weight I did 2 weeks ago, but not being able to do the same reps. That felt kind of weird, but at the same time, I did not, like, had this bad mindset or, like, this toxic mindset about it because I was, like, I was just trying to see this as something positive. So yeah, I guess that will be the first high. And another high is also that I spend a lot of time reading because, I don't know, I feel like getting myself to actually pick up a book and then sit down and read, like, that is just so much work. It seems like so much work, but then when I'm actually reading, it's just so nice because I absolutely love reading and the stories in the books are just amazing. So the fact that I did that extra, I went for that extra mile, basically, like, picking the book up and just sitting down and read is definitely a good one for me. And also, I think I talked about this in last week's episode that I was reading The Song of Achilles, and it took me 5 weeks because literally every single time I was reading, I was falling asleep, and I did not get a single word. I'm definitely going to reread the book because everyone says it's so good, but because I didn't really get anything of the story, I, like, had almost, like, no emotions for the book. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm definitely going to reread the book, and I'm just happy that I'm actually, like, reading more right now. And I guess a third high could be that, I actually don't know. Oh, yeah. This could also be a high. That I spent some extra time doing, like, actually working for my CPT. Because normally I just have, I guess, kind of time span for myself, like 1 hour, and in that hour I want to work on that, like, on the things I have to do for my CPT. But I feel like this week I put a lot more work into that, so that I was actually able to go through everything I had to do a lot faster, which makes me proud because sometimes I really don't feel like reading the text and then like answering the questions, because it's just like schoolwork, and I'm literally on spring break and I don't want to do anything that's kind of school related. So yeah, it can be discouraging sometimes, but this week I really pushed through that and was able to get a lot done. So yeah, I guess those will be the three highs of my week. Hopefully you have had an awesome week, and hopefully you're having an awesome start into this week. And yeah, before I start, make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. Also, please make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's literally so, so easy, and you would really help me out with that. And lastly, if you enjoy this episode, make sure to share it with everyone you love. And yeah, I think that's enough for this intro. Now let's get into the actual episode. So before I start explaining all the different kinds of splits, I do want to talk about two factors which you should always keep in mind and remind yourself. The first one, which I literally talk about in every single episode, is your goals. Before you choose whatever split you want to go for, you need to set some straightforward goals for yourself. Some clear goals. You have to know what exactly you want to achieve with each and every single workout. Because, let's for example say your goal is to just be active. That doesn't mean that you have to work out 5 to 6 times a week. But on the other side, if you want to build up muscle and stay consistent, working out 5 to 6 times a week might be a good option for you. So when choosing a split, or like a split which fits to your lifestyle, you have to make sure to know your goals so that you can choose a split which kind of matches your goal, or at least helps you to get to your goal. So make sure to set some pretty clear goals for yourself and then choose a split. The second point, I guess, I like to remind myself is training experience. I feel like this is also pretty important, especially for all the beginners out there, because sometimes as a beginner, you just want to do like the most complicated and advanced thing ever. Like maybe what, for example, bodybuilders do. Like you want to have this beautiful push-pull leg split, or the bro split, which is also pretty known in the fitness industry, but I won't be talking about that in today's episode. But like, as a beginner, you often want to do all of these complicated things which are not going to help you achieve your goals, first of all, and also in the long run, they will probably just like will make everything more difficult, because you're definitely not physically and probably also not mentally capable to lift what a bodybuilder does as a beginner, and that will definitely not help you be motivated and keep working out. So just make sure to know what your training experience is. Obviously, as a beginner, you're a beginner. Then after a few months, I guess you are a bit more advanced, and after a few years, I would say you're definitely like a pro, or like almost a pro. So know your training experience and then make sure to choose a proper split for that. So the first split I will be talking about is the so-called full body split, which just technically means that you train all the muscles in every single workout. So this is basically for all the beginners out there who want to start getting into lifting or want to start going into the gym. I don't know. Plus, it's also a great option and probably the best one for everyone who does not have that much time available but still wants to work out and go to the gym. I feel like this split is perfect for everyone whose goal is to just be active in general. If you just want to be active, going to the gym 2 to 3 times a week, doing a full body split will definitely help you achieve that goal. And also, it's perfect for the beginners, as I said, because the workouts will be focused on compound movements, because you obviously want to hit all the muscles in one workout, which means you whether have to go for a lot of different exercises, which would take you a lot more time, or you can go for compound movements, which, as you probably know by now, hit different muscle groups at the same time, and they will definitely be the most effective when it comes to time and like hitting all your muscles. And as a beginner, this is especially important because you should be able to perform these exercises correctly. So throughout your journey, in the beginning, your main goal should definitely be to know exactly how to perform these exercises and to just perform them correctly. So that is why a full body split is perfect for beginners, because you focus on compounds, which will help you like build up that good form, which in the future will definitely help you a lot. Plus, as I said, this split is perfect for everyone who works out at least 2 to 3 times a week. And if you want to build muscle as a beginner, this will help you, because it's scientifically proven that when you hit your muscles like at least 2 times or maybe even 3 times a week, muscle growth will be a lot better than if you just hit them once a week. So that is why the full body split is definitely perfect, not only for people who want to be more active, but also for all the beginners. An example for this could be, let's imagine a week. We have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You could do full body on Monday, Tuesday take a rest day, Wednesday full body, Thursday take a rest day, and Friday full body, and then Saturday and Sunday take the weekend off. That would technically be a good kind of split, because you hit each and every single muscle at least 3 times a week, plus you have a rest day between every single workout, which will help you with your recovery. So that is the full body split. So the second split I will be talking about is the upper and lower body split. This one you should start implementing after you maybe start seeing results and progress with your full body split. And maybe the full body split feels way too easy for you. Definitely go for the upper and lower body split. Also, if you feel like you have more time for the gym, at least 4 times a week, upper and lower body split will definitely help you a lot with this. If your goal, as I said in the beginning, is just to be active, and you don't really want to build up more muscle, you can 100% stay with your full body split. There is no need to go for the upper and lower body split if you don't want to. But if you want to build up more muscle, and if you have more time to go to the gym, doing or like going for the split will be the best option for you. So basically, with the upper and lower body split, you're just separating your upper body from your lower body, which means on one day you work on your entire upper body, chest, triceps, shoulders, back, and biceps, and on the next day you work on your entire lower body, which will be quads, glutes, hamstrings, and calves. So basically you're just switching from upper body to lower body, and then once again upper body and lower body. If you want to do lower and upper first, that is okay, but definitely make sure to switch them and don't do upper, because you're not giving your body enough rest time to recover your muscle, you know? So yeah, that will be it. As I said, if you go for this kind of split, working out 4 times a week is needed, because if you don't, if you work out just 3 times a week, and let's for example say you do upper body, lower body, and upper body, you would be just working out on your lower body for 1 day, which will not help you maximize muscle growth. And if you go for the split, your goal is probably to build up more muscle. So 4 times a week is the minimum, so that you're able to hit every single muscle group at least twice. An example for this, once again, like looking at the week, Monday through Sunday, you could start off on Monday with upper body, Tuesday, lower body, Wednesday, rest day, Thursday, once again, upper body, Friday, lower body, and on Saturday and Sunday, another, I guess, 2 rest days. Why did I put a rest day on Wednesday? Mainly because I feel like when you work on your entire upper body, you are not just going to hit that light. I feel like, well, you're probably going to go for a bit more weight, and maybe 24 hours will not be enough for your body to recover. So 48 hours is definitely a good option. That is kind of the time your muscles need to recover properly before you start hitting them again. So if you want to do upper body again on Wednesday, that is totally fine, but just make sure to know when your body's exhausted and when not, because if you feel like you haven't recovered properly, you're not going to be able to work out or have as good as a workout if you like just go for that workout on the Wednesday, even though you could have had another rest day. So make sure to just kind of know how long your body takes to recover properly, or just make sure to know how exactly you feel. If you're sore on Wednesday, like if your upper body's still sore on Wednesday, you should definitely take a rest day. If not, you can maybe go for that upper body again. But at the end of the day, make sure to just know what exactly your body needs before you do anything. So that will be the upper and lower body split. So now let's get into the last split I will be talking about in today's episode, which is the so well-known push, pull, and leg split. Eventually, if you have been lifting for a while and feel like just upper and lower body split is not helping you and it's way too easy for you, and you definitely want to invest more time into the gym, meaning that you go to the gym at least 5 to 6 times a week, it will definitely be useful for you to separate your pushing movements from the pulling ones and from your legs, resulting in a push, pull, and leg split. I feel like a lot of people have this split, and that is also why it's that well known, especially on the internet. But at the same time, there are also people who don't exactly know what the difference is between push and pull. So basically, if we go through this split, on the first day, you would be working on all the muscles which do the pushing motion, which is your chest, triceps, and shoulders. On the next day, you would go for all the muscles with the pulling motion, which is your back and your biceps. And on the last day, you just do legs, quads, calves, glutes, and hamstrings. I know that in the beginning, it can be difficult to separate push from pull because maybe you don't exactly know what those are, what those terms mean. But basically, as I said, push means to work on all the muscles with the pushing motion. Let's, for example, imagine you're doing bench press. You're pushing the barbell up with your chest muscles. So that is why it's pushing. With the shoulders, let's imagine you're doing shoulder presses, overhead shoulder presses. You're pushing the dumbbells or the barbells up. You're pushing with your shoulders. I'm literally doing the exercise while I'm recording, but sadly, you're not able to see me. Hopefully, you can kind of imagine what I'm doing. But that is basically what the pushing motion is, and that's why your chest, your triceps, and your shoulders are like what is worked on when you're doing your push day. The pull day, as I said, is literally the opposite. Like every single muscle which helps you pull. For example, you're doing back rows, you're literally pulling with your back rows, I mean, with your back muscles back. That is why it's called pull. The same with the biceps. You're well, I don't really know if, like, yeah, well, I don't really know how to explain it, but your biceps are technically just pulling the weight up while bicep curling. That is why your back and your biceps are kind of what you work on your pull day. So that will be that. And legs, I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory. Your quads, calves, glutes, and hamstrings. So as I said, this split is perfect for everyone who goes to the gym at least 5 to 6 times a week. 6 times would probably be a bit more optimal because that would just mean that you're hitting every single muscle group twice, which, as I said way too many times in this episode, will maximize muscle growth. And now let's look at a quick example once again from Monday through Sunday. We have our week. On Monday, you can start off with push, Tuesday, pull, Wednesday, legs, on Thursday, a solid rest day, and then Friday, once again, push, Saturday, pull, Sunday, legs. That is kind of a way you could do that. Obviously, if you don't want to put your rest day on Thursday, that is fine too. And if you, let's say, want to do push, pull, legs, and then on Sunday have a rest day, that is perfect. That is actually even a better option, I feel like, because like you do legs on Sunday and then on Monday once again push. Like having a Sunday off kind of sounds better, I feel like. So I don't know, but at the end of the day, you can kind of decide and like switch it up. You don't really need to start with push on Monday. You can start with legs, then do push, then do pull, or like pull, legs, push. I don't know. You can definitely switch that up, but make sure to just obviously include a rest day because we do not support working out 7 times a week on this podcast. So Yeah, I guess that will be the last split of today. So you guys, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the entire episode. I appreciate you a lot, and hopefully I was able to help you. I wish I had known all of this when I first started my fitness journey, because my goal was definitely to grow muscle, but I didn't know how to plan out my workout, so I was literally doing whatever I wanted and whatever I felt like, which on one side is it's okay. Like, if you just want to like listen to your body and do what you feel, that is totally all right. But I had a specific goal, which was to grow muscle, and if I would have planned out my workouts a bit better, I would have achieved my goal a little faster. So that is definitely a big one which I didn't know about. So hopefully I was able to help you with this, and hopefully you're able to now choose what split you want to go for. And yeah, remember to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. And make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I will say it once again. It is so easy, and you would really help me out with that. And yeah, have an awesome day. Have an awesome start into your day and into your week. Remember that you deserve the world and you're loved. And I love you. I love you all so much. And once again, thank you for listening, and see you back on here next week. Bye.